and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. I'm so excited today to talk to one of my best friends and favorite people on the planet, the astrologer Deborah Norton. And we are talking about the next chunk of time in 2021 and what to expect the next couple months in astrology, because we have some unique things coming up this year. So
that's right.
Yes. Yay.
All right. I'm off and rolling.
Off and rolling.
Right, lots to pack in. So the first thing I think that jumps out at me is that there's no planets in retrograde right now. And it's been a lot of because the whole last year has been so challenging for so many people, we have felt like we're standing still. And we have been. Let's face it. Someone I know referred to it as the great pause. And I love that because that's exactly what we've been through together. But guess what?
We're moving forward.
We're moving on. Thank God. So yeah, because we're now all getting vaccinated and the numbers are starting to be more manageable and there's, you know, this starting to feel like the shift is coming in back into wellness and into back into life, really. None of us are the same as we were at the beginning. We've all been through something together and we've all been on our own journey too. And it's been a lot of standing in place and reflecting on life and where you've been and a lot of fear. And I just want to say that that is over. Like there are so many things that we have been afraid of for so long, not just in the, because of the vaccine. I mean, not because of the COVID, also our government, also all the tensions mounting with the election, the last 4 years, come on, that was a shit show. So all of us have been through some shit and now it's lifting, it's actually shifting out. And even astrological things that we as astrologers have been looking to for years and years and years, this big Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter conjunction, like I don't even know what to do with my life now. I'm like, what do I do now that's over, that we survived? And it is over. There's going to be some things to work out that will work themselves out for the rest of the year with Pluto. But it's nothing on the scale that it's been. And now that the maniac energy is out of government, like that, just that vibe of like anything could happen at any moment. Now that that is out, we all are going to have to sit for a minute with our PTSD and really break free from it, because this period of time that we've been through could easily just keep putting pause on your life. It's just this new way of thinking and being, but it does not have to rob you any longer of like a joyful, happy life experience. And it's a shift. It's an internal shift that everybody is invited to make, is like, is it really safe to go back in the water? But when it comes to health and COVID, we obviously have to still follow protocols and guidelines, but it's more, I'm talking more internally about flipping the light back on inside and saying, okay, it's time to get back to work. It's time to start envisioning my life and my future in the most magical, beautiful way that I could ever imagine. And be able to actually start taking action again. So it really is a personal thing that everybody has to like decide, okay, I'm flipping that switch back on. I'm back on. Life is back on.
And it feels that way this week too, with the warm weather that we've had here in Portland and where the vaccine status is, that we'll have more and we're kind of getting back to life again.
It is going to be the best spring of our lives. I really do believe that. I really do. The more and more I was looking through the astrology of the next 2 months, like I basically looked from spring equinox to Beltane, which is May 1st. I see nothing but lovely, happy, joyful, just good vibes. The vibes are there. And it's just a matter of allowing ourselves to take a bite out of that. You know, and it'll take some people longer than others, obviously, but the invitation is open, like come back to life now. As the earth comes back to life, it couldn't be at a better time of year, in my opinion. It's so harmonious and beautiful with what's going on outside that we inside we're all coming back to life along with the earth this spring, which is really special. to be in harmony with the earth that way, in that particular way. Yeah. And I have chills just thinking about it, because I can feel that that is going to be, I just feel that a lot of joy, a lot of just sheer joy is going to burst onto the scene, along with all the tulips and all of the daffodils, because it's just hope. We feel hope.
Yeah.
And it's so important to just let yourself dive into that, because we have to get unstuck. And this lack of retrograde energy in the sky is really going to help with that. So I feel like that's what I'm feeling personally, is just this like, wah, like I want to just go outside and run, or strip all my clothes off and just stand in the sun. You know, I just feel this feeling of like newness. And so we all have the opportunity to just jump on that bandwagon right now. And I hope people do. I hope people just experience that feeling of joy that we're going to live.
Yes.
Like, we're going to live. It sounds silly, but it's true. We have all been afraid so that we would die this year. Every single one of us.
On so many levels, on the COVID level. And then of course, you know, political level too, of what could have happened. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so let's just enjoy that, you know? And so I was like, I'm not seeing any real dark astrology things happening. I'm like, what am I going to talk about if I don't have dark, twisty things to talk about? I'm like, wow, well, maybe I talk about the fact that there's no dark, twisty things to talk about right now.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Enjoy that.
We'll take it, Deb.
Yeah, so and more specifically, some of the things that we might be feeling right now is a big one, is Mars moved into Gemini. And so Mars was retrograde for half last year. In through Aries, in all the way through Taurus, back to Aries, back to Taurus, like, you know, and that has been, we get this fiery Aries, like ferocity, but then we're back into laid back Taurus, don't want to do anything. And then Aries over fired up, yet the world is still shut down. It's not like you can go do anything. Oh, and then we're back to lazy Taurus again. And so it's been confusing on the nervous system, in a sense. It's like, is it okay? Can we just go out now? And yes, Mars is now in Gemini. The sun is shining. Gemini just wants to play and have fun and laugh and enjoy itself. And it doesn't take anything too seriously. It flits from one thing to the next, like, you know, like a hummingbird shifts directions. And so it really is like a joyful experience. I think that we're all feeling like this, like, oh, I'm excited. It's like, oh, you know, good things are coming. And so Gemini, you know, Mars is free now. Mars is just going to keep going. And so there's going to be a lot of fun to be had that we were not feeling it. Now we're feeling it, you know, we're feeling like having fun again.
Yeah, so definitely.
Enjoy that. And then the other stuff that's happening right now is this abundance of Pisces energy. So we have, in particular today, the moon happens to be in Pisces, along with Venus, Neptune, and the sun. And so that's a nice little party going on, especially Venus and the sun together. Because Venus is ideals and beauty and values and relationships. And the sun is just illumination and vitality. And so those relationships have a chance right now to really like be more deeply connected to each other, because Pisces is that universal, we're all one energy, trying to remember that we're all one and that we are all connected, that we are all in this together. And it's also a water sign. So it's really beautifully loving and compassionate and all those lovely feelings that you want in a relationship. That's all just sort of being offered up to us right now, like all wrapped beautifully. And so it's really a chance to enjoy that part of our relationship in for now, while we can hold on to it before both the sun and Venus move into Aries, where they will be conjunct. And that is different.
Yes.
Than Pisces, because with Pisces, we've got this ease and flow and sweet love, right? Well, Aries is hot and passionate and intense. And so it's the spring fever this year is going to be off the charts, because we're going to have this conjunction of the sun and Venus. Let me see if I wrote down when that comes. Let's see. I know I did. Sun conjunct Venus on 3/26, March 26th.
Okay.
So
it's coming up soon.
Yeah. It's coming quick. Yeah. And so it, once that hits, like engines are going to start revving at the starting line to like go. I mean, it's Aries season anyway. And when we have the conjunction with Venus, there is actually a shift in what's called the star point Venus. Now, I just am learning about this stuff and I am totally obsessed. And so I'm going to be learning all about star point Venus and how to work it into your chart. It's all this new way of reading Venus in your chart. And I'm excited about it because then I can teach other people about it. But it has to do with the cycle of Venus, which is beautiful, beautiful, perfect geometry. And you can easily see what I'm talking about if you Google star point Venus or the orbit of Venus and the sun. And it's very hard to explain without pictures, but it creates the pattern that Venus and the sun make as they, you know, the Venus retrogrades like this over the sun, right? As it's going around, but it's never too far away from the sun. And it's perfect geometry, and it creates a beautiful, like, it looks like a lotus flower mandala.
Oh, wow.
It's gorgeous. You've got to look at it.
Okay.
And it shifts, it jumps back and forth between what's called the evening star and the morning star. So Venus will either be shining in the morning or at the evening. And this shifts every 9.5 months. And a evening star Venus has different energy than a morning star Venus. A morning star Venus is like the warrior goddess, like, rrr. So for example, when it shifted last year, 9.5 months ago, we had the George Floyd murder. And people were in the streets fighting, right? That is what, because Venus is not just love. Venus is values. Mm. So your values are challenged with Venus. When your values are challenged with Venus, a morning star Venus is going to fight. And so we had that perfect combination of energy last year to bring that fight where it needed to go and to where it actually changed the world.
And how interesting now, though, that we're coming to the trial. You know,
well, yes. And we're shifting now back to an evening star Venus, which is a love goddess. So I certainly, gosh, hope that that fight won't lose its intensity. I do not think it will. It's just simply using that as an example of what erupted out of that energy with the right spark.
Right.
The right kind of spark with an evening star Venus is going to look different. It's gonna look like gentle love, and it's gonna be less like fight. And so we'll see what spawns out of that. But this is new to me, this information about Venus, and I find that really interesting. And so it's definitely a path worth discovering for people who are interested in astrology, is to start to understand a little bit more about how Venus and the sun are in constant relationship with each other and how that can make big, big, big patterns come to life. And so that if you track your Venus star patterns, cyclical patterns, you'll see a whole nother way of looking at your patterns that you have not been able to see before with the astrology before. Like, it's a whole new thing. I'm very excited. I'll talk more about it when I know more about it, but for now I just wanted to point out that is going to be shifting, and so it's just a time for it. And all the point of that is to show you that more love is on the way. So it's like, let's the temperature, the heat, we're turning it down, it's turning into love and hope and gentleness, less fight, less fright, more hope, more sweetness. And the astrology is supporting that. And so that's just that little layer of information that we can all take to our lives right now and embrace it. Because I think a lot of us are gonna feel a little scared to go back into feeling good again. I understand this because I have a chronic anxiety and depression. This is a battle I have faced my entire life, of when you go through cycles of depression, then you start to feel it lift and are like, okay, is it safe now to be happy? And it's a strange thing to say. And if you haven't been through depression, you may not know what I'm saying. But if you have, then you know there's a point where either you got the help you needed or you got the right medication or something shifted and you're starting to feel the shadow of depression lift from you. And a lot of times we have a knee-jerk reaction of holding it down, keeping it. Because we've become used to it like a blanket. There's a line from a song that I love called I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. And that's Indigo Girls, by the way. And I love it. She's a Cancer, so I totally relate to her lyrics. Because I do that. Wrap my fear around me like a blanket. Okay, we got to take that blanket off now. It needs to go into the wash because it stinks. And then it needs to get put away for the season. Because we really need to lean in to hope and optimism and joy. You have to like physically decide, I am leaning into this and I am accepting that things are going to get better.
Yeah.
And if we collectively focus on that, which we will, the astrology is going to support that whether we want it or not. And if we lean into it, we're all going to feel so good. I just know we're going to feel, I already feel good. I already feel like every day I wake up and I'm just like bouncing around the house and feeling like the sun is coming back. The weather is warm. All my windows are open today. And yet soon around the corner, I know it's going to come a day where we're going to be able to have Saturday market again and be able to go outside and enjoy each other again. And it's going to feel amazing. And we deserve it. We deserve that moment. All of us do.
And we're going to appreciate it so much more, so much more. Oh,
that's the shift. That is the ultimate shift and the ultimate, what is the word? The ultimate meaning, I guess, behind all this pandemic is that.
Yes.
It is to reignite that feeling again in humanity, that life is worth living, that there is something to look forward to. We need that collectively to save our freaking lives.
So true.
We need to feel that collective hope. We have to.
Yes.
And because whether we know it or not, it's our energy that is deciding the fate of this planet. It's our energy that decides. It's not what we do. It's our energy that decides whether we live or die as humanity into the future. It really is. And so we have to all get on board and let the darkness go. It was an important time. That darkness was beautiful darkness that we all needed. And it's also time to be able to let that go.
Yes.
And my whole point in all that I'm saying today is you have to decide to let it go.
That's
you have to decide.
That's a great, and what's so exciting about this time too, is the astrology is helping us, you know,
helping
us. Well,
that's what
I was
so happy to see. Yes, when I started looking ahead and being like, oh no, what am I going to find? And I was like, well, I'm not finding anything terrible. This is all really cool and beautiful. Everything is in Pisces or Aries for a while. Like Pisces is this nice lull, this gentleness that we feel, the ease that we feel right now. But then when really spring really hits and we really have things to do that we want to be doing, that we get to start doing.
Yeah.
And that Aries is just going to like push us.
Yeah.
So the timing is perfect. I hate to say it, but I would not have wanted the end of the pandemic to come any sooner. And I hope I don't get, this has nothing to do with people dying. Obviously, I definitely don't want anyone to die, but I'm looking at the pandemic the same way I looked at Trump. This is a phenomenon that's happening to our planet, to everybody on the planet. There will be casualties, and that is terrible. And this is an important time for us to be really paying attention and getting out of this human experience the most that we can to propel us into the life that we want. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And no, I hated Trump. And yes, I hate COVID. And they've done amazing things for all of us in the journey that we have been on together through them. We are stronger. And
definitely,
we are more unified now than we were before. And
yeah.
So that's the Pluto influence that has been coming and coming and coming. That was what it was all about. And we got through it. We did it. And I'm like, what do we do without Pluto now? What do I think about now? Like, now I got to start looking further. So it's a good time right now. That's basically the short story. It's a good time.
Well, wow. Of all of the, you know, charts that I've ever heard or looked at in my life with astrology, this is the most positive one.
Like, I know. We got to enjoy it. There's more to come. And I'm sure. I try not to look too far ahead, because astrology is meant to be lived in the moment. Because astrology really is just about a particular combination of energy frequencies. That's all it is. And I am a particular combination of energy, as you are, all of us from the same energy. And then those energies are magnified and influential from up there, wherever, however they are. Don't ask me how that works, but they are. We know that we feel it, that we are impacted by it. And just as, you know, frick, we bleed with the moon, right? I mean, there's some influence happening. And so, because that is a moment to moment thing, it's like there's a transit today and only today where you have this Venus here and Jupiter here, and this is a beautiful day for you to have, then enjoy that day.
Right. So let's leave it with that, with enjoy this spring. Of all the springs that we've had in our lifetimes, what a wonderful spring to be alive.
Exactly. Shout it from the rooftops, man. I can barely stay in my chair when I feel the energy of the time right now. It is just exciting and joyful and lovely. So,
Well, thank you so much for all this great information and sharing it with us. Now, if you want to have a reading with Deborah, you can go to her website, DeborahNorton.com. I'll make sure that I put a link again in the show notes.
I can't
wait to talk to you about my star point Venus. So that's,
well, I know I got to learn about mine first. I got to put my own oxygen mask on. No, I'm obsessed with this, and I'm very excited about what this might bring to some readings. Yeah, so that's going to be something I'll be able to offer soon.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and we will talk to you again soon.